Who fucking likes Fire Emblem, am I right?
High five. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most married podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Tam. What's up, Tam?
Nothing. That was funny.
I like when I don't tell you guys what I'm doing for the world's most, because that's when you guys think it's funny.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't have any ideas, so we brainstorm. Like, I'm like, all right, guys, what are we going to be this week? But most of the time, I can think of something.
So I know the joke is implying that Andy's not here because of, quote, married stuff.
Andy's not here, and he texted me he's not here because he has married stuff to do. And I don't know what the fuck that means.
But could we just pretend that me and you are married? Could that be the world's most married podcast?
Yeah.
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 Okay, so who's the husband? Who's the wife? I'm a good part of the couple, so I'll let you pick. Honey.
All right, well, then I'll be the husband.
Okay. I wanted to be the wife, but I wanted to give you the chance.
I feel like for some reason the bigger of the two should be the husband.
I guess that's not true at all. I have a friend who will not be named, but his wife is like almost my height, and he like comes up to my shoulder.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
like there's quite a height difference between them.
I see.
Yeah.
Well,
he still assures me that he's the big spoon, but
dude, there's nothing wrong with being the little spoon.
I agree wholeheartedly.
But, yeah, so Andy's doing married stuff. Like I said, I don't know what the fuck that means.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, I'm not married myself, but I'm aware of marriage.
Yeah.
I know married couples. I've never heard the term married stuff before, so I don't know what the fuck he's doing.
It's probably something to do with marriage, and he's just like, either it's embarrassing and he doesn't want to get into it, or it's so complicated he doesn't want to get into it, or he thinks it's stupid. And he doesn't want to get into it.
I like option three.
Yeah.
I could see like, oh, hey, let's go do this today. Fucking fine. Better text me some fucking married stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
But hey, congrats to Andy for being married. Finding the love of his life and settling down and all that shenanigans.
Yeah, what a dick.
Yeah.
Andy can miss an episode. He's always here. He doesn't miss any episodes.
Hey, you're right. He doesn't.
You know who doesn't miss any episodes?
Who?
Me.
I know. I've noticed. I keep trying to go back and find episodes where you weren't there. But
specifically because this is my house.
Yeah.
A little weird. Like, I'm just a few feet away, so unless I'm on death's bed, I could probably make it over here for a podcast.
We, at one time you overslept.
Yeah, the one time. One time Andy, I overslept.
Me and Andy tried to figure out how to... I wanted to figure out how to do the podcast. Let Tam host.
That would have been pretty funny. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. It's just... I use such an old version of an audition that
yeah.
I don't know. Like, I guess Andy probably could figure it out because he knows what he's doing, but still it's so funny that I just imagine him being like, all right, pulled up and, the fuck is this? Yeah.
I've never done anything like this on the technical side. I mean, before this podcast, I've never done anything like this either, so both statements are true. So I'd have zero idea. I'd be like, record, let's go. Press the red button with the REC on it.
Yeah, you don't have to do much before that. You just have to select the correct microphones for the input. And then if someone's a little quiet, boost their microphone a little bit.
Okay.
That's about it. And then when you're done, you hit stop recording.
I don't think I would have done that.
Yeah, you just hit the same button again.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I might have. I don't know. Don't count me out yet.
And then you can export it. Export it as an MP3 because that's what people use.
Oh.
Yeah, not that hard.
So you think...
You got to do a little editing.
You have to do a little editing.
Got to do a little hard limiting to make sure we're not too loud. A little cleanup to make sure there's no background noise. And then you put the intro and outro music in there. Then you export it. And then you make a video so you can put it on YouTube.
Okay.
And then you put it on Internet Archive.
Okay.
And Mediafire.
Okay.
And then you ping the RSS feed. And then, no, hold on. You put it together in a blog. Then you ping the RSS feed. Then you post on Facebook.
That sounds good. That sounds That sounds like a two-step process.
It is basically a two-step process.
Oh.
Just the two steps each have eight steps.
Oh, there you go. And that's after recording the podcast?
That would be after recording the podcast, yes. Yes, you want the podcast done before you post it.
Okay. Right. Well, there you go, everybody. If you want us to do your own podcast here, you didn't have to go to lynda.com. Please sponsor our podcast. You could just listen to Matt.
Yeah, just listen to me. I know how to do podcasts. I've been doing this for like 5 years. So. You think I'd be any good at it after 5 years? So, Tam, how was your week?
My week was pretty good. I had a really successful week. I'm getting over this cold fucking finally. At one point during the sickness, I was coughing so hard I was throwing up. And that is awful. My abs look great.
Do they?
Yeah.
They're like, that's awesome.
They're like a sheet of asphalt.
So glad we're married right about now.
No problem. I gotta keep this all tight for you. Secret to you, Matt. I did do my Kegels this morning, so you're welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Recombo Podcast, world's gayest podcast.
Okay, tangent time. Can men do Kegels for their, you know?
I think they can, because Kegel is like a pelvic floor exercise.
Uh-huh.
We do have a pelvis.
Well, I thought it tightened the muscles around the vagina.
It does.
And I don't have a vagina for their muscles to be around.
Right. But, like, I don't know what it does, but we have a pelvis. Like, there's pelvic muscles.
I don't want to put that in my search.
Kegels for men. I can do it.
Yeah. I'll keep talking while you're saying that.
One of the autocompletes. Kegels for men, benefits and how-to instructions. Oh, it supports urinary incontinence.
Oh, okay.
Kegels are exercises that help you zero in on strengthening muscles below the bladder that help control urination.
Hmm.
In men, urinary incontinence can be caused by a weak urinary sphincter that may result from surgery for prostate cancer or an overactive bladder. Kegel exercises can help you improve or in some cases completely regain bladder control. How can men do Kegel exercises? Halfway through urination, try and stop the flow. That fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Don't tense the muscles in your buttocks, leg, abdomen, and don't hold your breath. When you can slow or stop the flow of urine, you've successfully located these muscles.
I think you have a superpower.
Yeah. To do Kegel exercises for men, contract these muscles for a slow count of 5. Release the muscles for a slow count of 5. Repeat 10 times. Do a set of 10 Kegels daily, 3 times a day.
Well, there you go, listeners. Have a hydro pump for a piss stream.
Oh, fuck. God damn it.
Pop up. No.
Let's see. Anything more interesting? Will you see results from Kegels? Well, I'm going to assume it says yes. If you don't see change in a month, you've not located the right muscles. And three tips to make Kegel exercises a habit. Stay consistent, remember the benefits, and pay attention to progress.
I think I'm going to go home and try it.
Bitch, I give you $10 that you just tried it right now.
Well, I'm not currently paying, so.
Well, yeah, but you're supposed to find the muscles. I guess what it's saying is you don't necessarily have to do it while peeing. But if you do it while peeing, that finds the muscles that you need to use.
I'm an amateur Kegelist. I hope that's the right word.
Amateur Kegelist. Kegelist.
So I'm going to get all the benefits I can from peeing. What else happened this week?
I don't know. I was sick most of the week. Well, that's, I don't know how to put it. I had a migraine all week.
Oh, yeah? That sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. So I spent time, like, doing shit, like, putting up all the posters.
I saw that. Yeah. I was going to comment after our weeks.
Everything's up.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
I want to get you that shield, so.
That's right.
And I forgot about it because I woke up at 11:30 today. we're recording at 12.
So. Yeah. Yeah, I woke up at 11:50. So.
Yeah.
You know, and I always wake up late because I work late. I work 3:30 to midnight. That's changing.
Is it?
Yeah. I'm going to be working either 7 to 3:30 or 8 to 4:30.
Oh, that's kind of cool, just on the weekend?
No, on during the weekdays.
Forever?
Well, for the foreseeable future.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't work on the weekends, but, you know, when I wake up every week or every day at 2,
yeah,
it's kind of hard to wake up Saturday and Sunday at 10 in the morning.
I got you. Did you request this, or were they just like, Matt, you're doing a great job. Here, take some more bitching phone calls.
No, I didn't request it. To be fair, to be honest, I don't want it. But the options were either the whole team can move to a new shift, and most team wants it because for most people it's a prime shift.
Right.
Even though we'll lose money because you don't get your late shift differential.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And then the other option is to move to a department, which is honestly the last department I want to work in.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, be working during the day.
That sucks. Yay. That super sucks, man. They're just taking money away from you.
I know. It sucks. And I know a lot of people, when we were talking about it, I don't know who from work listens to this, but I don't really give a shit. A lot of people were like, this is a prime shift. You know, guys, we can't turn this down. And I was just like, I already like my shift. The only shift I would have wanted to move to is 1:30 to 10. Because it's not as late as midnight. Like, you get off at 10, at least people I know are still awake.
Yeah, I get off at 9. And
right. Because when I get off at midnight, it's kind of like, all right, everyone's asleep. Fuck.
Fuck.
But, you know, at least you can talk to people for a little while. But that's the shift I would have liked to move to, and then you still would have got a shift differential from that. So that would have been nice. But, yeah, a lot of people are like, oh, it's a prime shift. I'm like, eh, not really. And I lose money.
I had a funny story from work. Saturday mornings, I'm really lenient on my little dragons, my 3 to 6-year-olds.
Little dragons.
Yeah.
I love it when you call me little dragon.
God. I think we found a line. Now let's see if we can jump the fuck across it. But I sat all three of them down, and I'm like, okay, guys, Sir Tan's still fighting this sickness, so make sure that you behave. And one of them shoots their hand up, and I'm like, is this important? He goes, yes. And I'm like, okay, what is it? He goes, I'm 5. And then the other two go, I'm 5. I'm 5 too. And I go, I'm 22. Can I pretend that I'm 5? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, yes. Okay, so we're all 5. Instructor Tam is getting over a sickness. Let's make sure we focus in class today and not do anything crazy so I have to kill you. Yeah, it was pretty awesome. It was a funny story.
Can I pretend I'm 5?
Can I pretend I'm 5? Yeah. So I'm now in the 5-year-old club. It's kind of exclusive.
Nice. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Is it really exclusive?
Yeah. There's only one requirement to get in there, but it's pretty easy to get kicked the fuck out.
Oh, I did not know it was easy to get kicked out.
Yeah.
It's rough. Can I be 5?
I'll have to talk to the committee, which is 3 5-year-olds, so
okay.
I'll get back to you. Right. I'm sure those 3 5-year-olds don't even remember that they said that.
It's doubtful. All right, Sam, you want to move into gaming news?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, let's go.
These guys don't stand a chance.
Grab your controller and brush up on your gaming lingo. You're going to need it. This is gaming news on 3 Hit Combo.
Sit down and shut up.
All right, I'll let you explain this one because I'm not exactly sure how to explain it myself. What the fuck do amiibos do?
So I know what story you're referring to.
Right. Like, is it like a computer player in a way?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a computer player that you spar against, and it learns how you play. So let's say, for me, I don't play with items. So right. My amiibo will know how to not play with items. Okay. If an item match occurs, it's going to be an idiot when it comes to items. it also does some other things in some other different games, but they were designed with Super Smash Brothers in mind. Okay. Which is really interesting because the Amiibos didn't come into Super Smash Brothers until like the 11th hour of the game. So they did a really good job of integrating the Amiibos into Smash Brothers. I'm sure Sakurai's just like, I have so much shit on my plate. Why would you do this? I promised this year it'd be out.
Well, speaking of Amiibos and how they can adapt to the game, a Fox Amiibo nearly won a Smash Brothers tournament.
Yeah.
Happened over the weekend of the 23rd and 24th in Richmond, British Columbia, called VSB Weeklies, which is hosted by fighting game community organization Canadian Joysticks. The Amiibo got third place.
Third place. That's so funny.
Third fucking place for a goddamn Amiibo.
From what I heard, it played like a top-tier character over and over and over and over and over until it max-leveled, so it knew how to do everything in the game.
That's amazing.
And so, yeah.
I mean, it was Fox.
Yeah,
the Fox Amiibo. Fucking dick.
Yeah. Fox's voice in this new game is so annoying.
I have not noticed.
He's like, bah!
Oh, is he?
Yeah. You're welcome, everybody. Yeah, I think that's kind of crazy. It kind of just tells you the power that you can throw into these things. I think it'd be really interesting to have an Amiibo tournament. I think as like
that would be interesting.
As like a side event? Oh, shut up. As like a
no, I'm dead serious, you asshole.
From your look and the sound of your voice, that was pure. So, oh, yeah.
Oh, you think that's an interesting thing, huh?
Let me just shit all over it. All over it and your opinions of it. As like a side event, something to bet money on just slightly, like train your Amiibo all the way up, however you want it to, and then we'll throw it in a random matches, and whoever gets on top, I don't know, gets $50.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Fucking train your Amiibo. It's like cockfighting with Amiibos.
People take and bet on the computer fights all the time, like all the time.
Yeah.
They'll take in, like if they're tired of playing, their hands hurt or whatever, they'll go, okay, I'm going to throw my level 9 Ice Climbers versus your level 9 Wolf, and we'll fight. And I'll bet $5 on my character. Go. They have no real outcomes. The computer decides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be interesting to have an Amiibo tournament.
I don't even think it's like as a main thing because like nobody's playing the game. But like, Tam, I need your Amiibo over at this Wii U, and you're gonna be playing over somewhere else or something. I don't know.
I'm trying to look up Amiibo tournament. The only story that comes up is the story we're already doing. Hmm. Someone needs to do it.
I have great ideas for Smash Brothers tournaments, but nobody ever fucking listens to Tam. Probably because they're not great ideas. They're just okay ideas.
Speaking of Amiibos, Nintendo reportedly discontinues the Marth, Wii Fit Trainer, and Villager Amiibo.
Wow. That was freaking quick.
At least for the North American market. There's a shortage for those in the stores. Well, no shit, because they stopped sending them. A retailer said, quote, we tried reordering all three from Nintendo's distributor. After checking with them and Nintendo on availability, they told us the three characters are officially discontinued. Well, you better get them now.
That's really interesting. I wonder, I mean, if this Amiibo thing takes off, I mean, they're obviously going to make more because they're like 10 cents to form up these plastics.
Yeah.
And the electronics inside is maybe another 10 cents. They're selling them for like $15.
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean if they're not planning on coming out with any more, if they're not, does that mean the Villager, we're not going to see another Animal Crossing Wii Fit game or Fire Emblem game for the Wii U? Because the goal is you're supposed to be able to play these Amiibo over across multiple games. Like your Link Amiibo unlocks new weapons every day that you put the Link Amiibo on for Hyrule Warriors, you get another weapon. Like, every 24 hours, you can put this Amiibo on, and you'll get another random weapon from in the game. Uh-oh. They have 8 Amiibos that will unlock costumes for your Miis in Mario Kart 8. So, like, you can put the Captain Falcon Amiibo on, and your Mii will dress like Captain Falcon as he's racing.
Nice.
They haven't, like, all, like, 90% of their data is for Smash Brothers, because that's what it was announced with.
Mm-hmm.
So, what does this mean for a bunch of other games?
Hmm. To be honest, all three of those games not coming out on the Wii U sound like a high possibility. Because Wii Fit, there's already a Wii Fit U, right? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't see the point of another one coming out, really. Animal Crossing, they always put those on the handhelds.
Wasn't there one on the Wii?
I think there was one on the Wii, but haven't they mostly been coming out on handhelds?
I don't know. I'm not sure, to be honest.
And Fire Emblem. Who fucking likes Fire Emblem, am I right? High five. Yeah.
That hurt. Matt, stop hitting me.
I'm sorry for hurting you, Tim.
I did my Kegels for you and you hit me. I think Fire Emblem's a really interesting game. I'm not a huge fan of RPGs. Like, the only RPG that I can really just sit down and play is Pokemon, if you want to count it as such. Pokemon is Pokemon. It does the same shit over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. I don't know. I think a Wii U Animal Crossing would be really interesting just because of how you can use the gamepad to keep track of shit or do mini games on the Wii Mii Pad. The Wii Pad.
You know what they really need to release? And I'm sure, like, literally everyone in the world agrees with me.
Go ahead.
An open world Pokemon game.
Agreed.
Yeah.
They're getting one step with the new Zelda Wii U.
I saw that. Yeah, this is all the Wii U.
God.
Looks awesome.
Oh, my God.
They need to just finally fucking do it with Pokemon.
Me and Skylar had this talk a fucking forever ago. As soon as Skylanders come out, they went, if Nintendo wants to win, they just do that with Pokemon. They just do that with Pokemon. They do the amiibo shit they're doing now with all 7 million Pokemon that they have.
Yeah.
And you make a killing. You start out, you have to buy the starter Pokemon. You have to buy the starter kit. Comes with all three of the originals. So you get the pick, and you get all three on your team, and you run through this adventure.
I agree.
I think the figurine itself should be able to come off, and then you put another one on, and you have the same disc. So the disc on the bottom, holds all the information. And so that you could take this off. You could paint this Pokemon however you want it, and then put the shit back on.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
I mean, you'll look dumb if you have a Bulbasaur on top of your Venusaur in the game, or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So you could then sell, here's a triple pack of all three of these Pokemon. Here's $20, and you get a new Pokemon. Yeah. I mean, that's DLC at the finest. You get an actual physical thing that you can put on a shelf, as well as in-game content.
That's awesome. That's a good idea.
I guess the only downside of that is you have 700 fucking figurines that you're trying to collect.
That's a lot of fucking figurines.
Yeah, it's a lot of...
I'm sure people will do it, though.
Could you imagine, like, in our room, just around the edge, just all 700 figurines?
That'd be sweet.
That'd be so awesome.
Yeah. Speaking of this room, my dad said he had some shelving. Where the fuck would I put that? I could put it right there, but that's where the shield's supposed to go.
Do you want to talk about it on air, or do you want to talk about it after the podcast? Because I actually have ideas, if you'd like.
Yeah, we can talk about it after the podcast.
Okay.
But I was thinking, if I put shelving up, I can display my cases again.
Yeah.
I'll have to think about that. Street Fighter is a PS4 PC exclusive. Will not be on the X-Bone.
I love Street Fighter. I'm actually pretty good at it. Ken's my man. Mm. He's the blonde from America, in case you didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm more of a Chun-Li guy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, especially the cosplay.
I actually cosplayed Ken once.
I
did a whole martial art fight with my instructor who played Ryu. We did it on stage at Anime Nebraska.
That's sweet.
It was pretty awesome. I think I have a video of it. I want to say it's up somewhere. I'm sure I can find it for you.
Oh, yeah, find it. We'll put it on the podcast page.
Yeah?
I'm sure All right. People want to see that.
All right, cool. I think it going to PlayStation is cool. I mean, it sucks if you're a Marvel guy. Not Marvel.
Marvel?
Microsoft guy.
Yeah.
But I've always actually thought that fighting games were better on the PlayStation as opposed to the Xbox. That's my personal opinion, the way the controller works.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not even... it's not necessarily a personal thing too. The D-pad, I don't know about the Xbox One, but at least for the Xbox 360, was tied to like the left thumbstick. It wasn't like its own part of the controller. Like if you took the electronics out, the D-pad itself wasn't separate from the left analog stick.
Huh.
So that was one of the reasons why it was so wonky. Like the D-pad itself wasn't the best.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Seems like a...
Also, not to mention they had the fucking circular D-pad.
Yeah.
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 That sucked.
What could be like the negative consequences for this? I mean, the fact that they're losing money on all the Xbox Ones that just sold over Black Friday.
I don't know. I don't think they're gonna suffer really from doing this. The only people that are gonna suffer are Xbone owners that only have Xbones. I mean, because technically I'm an Xbone owner, but I also have a PS4, so
yeah,
it's not like I'm gonna suffer.
You're the rare breed.
I am the rare breed.
That's why you're such a good catch.
The one. That's right. The one that has all the consoles because he throws money away.
So Street Fighter V got announced. I don't know if that was your next.
Yes, that was the thing. Street Fighter V is announced.
Okay.
It is on PS4 and PC.
Oh. Damn, I'm sorry. I also saw one that said...
Did you just pull an Andy?
I saw another thing that said that Street Fighter IV was going to be up-rezzed. It's going to be going to the new consoles. Oh, so that's I heard Street Fighter 4 when we said that it was Street Fighter 4 was only going to PS.
Oh, and Street Fighter 5 is an exclusive to PC, PS4. Yeah.
Okay. Right. When you said 5, I heard 4. So I was like, what about 5? Is it going to just PC?
Maybe I did say 4. I don't know. Let's check the tape.
All right.
I'm not going to put the fucking thing in there. I could put 5 minutes ago on here, but I'm not going
to
do that.
I think that'd be weird for the listeners. We'd have to have like a bridging sound effect. Put some reverb on it.
I said Street Fighter 4. Shovel Knight is coming to the PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4, and PlayStation Vita.
No Xbox. No Xbox. Yeah, fuck Xbox.
Kratos has been teased as a boss.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's kind of awesome.
Dude, Shovel Knight's awesome. It actually won Best Indie Game at the Game Awards.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've seen you play it. It looks fantastic.
It's awesome.
If I didn't live by myself and had a shitty teaching niche job, I'd totally have more video games like Shovel Knight. That would be awesome.
Shovel Knight's not very expensive, man. You shouldn't. Don't you have a 3DS?
I do have a 3DS. I also just bought a Wii U.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of Zelda Wii U. I keep telling everybody it's because of Smash Brothers, but I saw Zelda Wii U, that opening trailer, and went, I need this. I need this in my life. I'm going to get a divorce from Matt because I play this so much.
I don't know. Well, you could probably play games back-to-back, dude.
Back-to-back? You mean front-to-front.
Right, you sit in my lap.
I've been kegeling.
Oh, this is getting gay. Final Fantasy VII is announced for the PS4. Not remade, by the way, just ported to the PS4, which leads people to say...
Is that a quote from People magazine?
Ugh.
Okay.
It's a quote from myself.
You
know what they need to at least port? Final Fantasy IX.
Yeah?
The best Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
Right.
Sorry, I have to be... I still haven't played a Final Fantasy because no emails. And I still have that piss poor job. Just kidding. It's not a piss poor job. It's piss poor pay and my awesome job. So I can't buy video games. But I'd like to start that. January 1st, we're starting that game.
Oh, we're going to play a Final Fantasy game?
Yeah.
The fuck were we going to play? Which one?
I'm not sure. Henry Deers, you've been listening to all these podcasts. Tell me.
Henry.
Yeah. He's one of my students, and I'm like, when was
your
the last?
Your students are listening to this?
He's like 15. I know. he said something that reminded me of the podcast, and I like told him the story, and he went, that sounds funny. I'll look it up. I was like... Thank you for the view, but I'm not sure.
Final Fantasy VII, not a remake. It's being ported like it is to fucking everything. Final Fantasy VII is on everything. I could probably get it on my goddamn toaster.
You have one of those expensive toasters?
No.
Oh.
That's the funny part. I don't I would love them to port or remake Final Fantasy IX, but apparently they're never going to do it.
Yeah.
Because they got this big Final Fantasy VII boner that gets killed by Sephiroth.
Spoilers.
Yeah, spoilers for a game that came out in 1997.
Hey, I was going to get it on the PlayStation 4.
Was your bro that listens to the podcast even born in 97? You said he's 15?
Yeah. Was he?
I like how we have to do math for this shit. No.
No?
No.
When was he born?
2014 minus 15 looks like 99.
Oh my God, Henry, you're so little.
Jesus Christ. He's listening to this podcast.
99. All right. Was alive almost for the world to end in 2000.
Oh yeah, that's right. He could have only been 1 year old.
What were you doing during the millennium?
What was I doing?
Yeah, like during the countdown.
Oh, I don't know. I was like 10, so.
There was a Dragon Ball Z marathon on Cartoon Network, and my parents let me stay up the whole night.
I think, actually, now that you mentioned it, I think I was watching a South Park marathon.
Yeah?
Yeah. I remember doing that one New Year's Eve, so that probably was about then.
Yeah.
All right, Sam, you want to get into technology news?
Yeah, technology. Let's do it.
All right.
So we had no news about Xbox One.
No?
We had news about the Wii U, and we had news about PlayStation, and then a lot of news about things not happening for the Xbox One.
Suck, Xbox.
I step up the game.
Back in my day.
No one cares, old man. It's time for technology news with 3-Hit Combo.
All right, what it takes to build a snake-proof suit. That's happening tonight, by the way.
Tonight? Oh,
the man
yeah.
That's getting
oh,
eaten alive.
Oh, yeah. I was like, it has to not be pierced by fangs. Venom flows off of it like a duck. I don't...
tonight, as of this recording, as always, I'm not 100% sure when this episode's going to be out. But Sunday night, December 7th. So first thing you need is a Bluetooth health monitor, heart rate, respiration rate, core body temp. What else is in here? Kevlar? Yeah, it looks like Kevlar.
Is it a four-wheel drive?
It does not. Looks like it's got some fucking chainmail, though. That's
really?
Yeah.
Were there pictures and shit?
Yeah, there was like a little video here.
I'm going to come around real quick. Hold on. Okay. I'm out. Oh, my God. That's cool.
Enter the chainmail. So, that's supposed to protect you from anaconda fangs.
This guy's got a big nose. Hope it doesn't get stuck.
they're going to monitor his vitals with a tiny transmitter in the form of a pill.
Huh. Isn't that how the Hunger Games work, too?
Is it? I don't know. I've never seen the Hunger Games.
No?
Yeah.
The first movie's... like, actually really good. The second one gets significantly worse. And I really mean the word significantly. And then the third one I haven't even seen. So.
Tam, are you afraid of needles?
I get nervous around needles, but I'm not like, get that shit off me, man.
Yeah.
You're going to have to gas me to do it. I mean, I'm just like, I don't want to do this. Okay, go ahead.
A team from Queen's University of Belfast has developed a tiny patch that uses microneedles. These would help doctors take regular blood draws without the bruising and scarring that you get from hypodermic needles.
Huh.
These needles are really tiny. They could also be used for drug delivery, so same with hypodermic needles.
Huh.
So little tiny needles.
How big's the patch?
Like an inch, it looks like.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty small.
I was expecting, like...
It looks like a square inch.
That's really...
Maybe 2 by 1 inch, but...
I was expecting, like, some gauze thing. You're just like... on your arm.
Yeah, it looks pretty small to me.
That's cool.
Neat little
good job, science.
Hey, do you know what the most expensive iPod out there is?
What?
The iPod Classic.
Oh, really?
Still run you about $490 off Amazon.
I had one of the... long iPad Nanos that died. Oh, yeah. And I was like, what could I have gotten if I sold this on eBay? And they were like, oh, it's like $300. And I'm like, fuck me. Put that shit through the wash.
Oh. Now, see, that's about double the price it was in September because Apple quickly or quietly killed off the iPod Classic.
Huh.
Now, you see, the iPod Classic has 160 gigabyte hard drive.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I actually have, I think I have a friend who has a Classic, so I might see if she wants to sell it and just downgrade, maybe.
Oh, dude, a Classic would be sweet. Because the Classic didn't have any bells and whistles. It was just a bunch of fucking storage for music, and that was awesome.
Like, I think hers, like, isn't even backlit.
I don't think so. That's awesome. I want one so bad. 59% of robberies in San Francisco involve the theft of a smartphone.
I'm sorry, how many?
59% of robberies in San Francisco
involve
a smartphone.
Is this Watch Dogs? I don't know.
It's a study by the FCC.
That's crazy.
22% of smartphone users installed software that they can locate their phone. 34% didn't have any security measures. 36% of users had a screen with a four-digit PIN. 46% of robberies in New York involved a smartphone.
What's wrong with four-digit PINs?
Nothing.
Because I use a four-digit PIN.
Good for you. 36% of people also do.
Okay. Got it. I thought you meant 36% of these 59% of criminals.
They do, yeah. 36% of the 59 use a four-digit PIN.
What the fuck's wrong with that? Why is that a stat?
There's nothing wrong with
it. Why is that a stat, Matt? Stat, Matt.
Stat, Matt.
Matt's stat. Matt's cat.
No.
Didn't like that last one?
No. So if you're in San Francisco, watch out for your phone.
Huh. Would that be considered invasions of privacy? Privacy? Piracy.
Yeah.
Because they're, even though they're criminals, like, they broke rights, so they get rights taken away. Does that count?
What the fuck are you talking about now?
So, like, they're criminals, right? So they broke the law.
Yeah.
Does that mean that they, their phones are up for invasion?
So, are you talking about the phones of the criminals?
Yeah.
Well, who's gonna get their hands on the phone of the criminal?
Well, how did we do the study?
You don't ask the criminals, you ask the people that got their phone stolen.
Okay, I'm confused. I'm fucking confused. So the story was...
The story is that 59% of all thefts in San Francisco involve a smartphone.
It's the word involved that fucked me. I thought they used a smartphone in order to make the crime happen. Like, they were calling people. And I was a little confused. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. God.
If anyone else out there was confused, please.
Could we just restart this whole episode? Jesus. I'm just going back through like the whole conversation, and it makes a million times more sense. I was just rolling with it, but... God. Oh, what the fuck's wrong with the 3 for the 4 PIN code? Nah, it's cool. Absolutely. I get it now. I get you.
Right. All right. Sam, let's go into news.
News. I can't handle technology.
Are the newspaper and the internet letting you down?
They have the internet on computers now.
We're here to give you the best of the best. This is news.
Caroline Cartwright defies a court order prohibiting loud sex. Caroline Cartwright, who is 53 of Sunderland, England, was apparently noisy with her husband of 38 years, so noisy that a British judge in 2010 ordered her to keep it down because her neighbors complained.
Shut up, you're going to wake my dad and get me in trouble.
Let's see, keep down because neighbors complain. The order, known as the Antisocial Behavior Order, banned Cartwright from shouting, screaming, or vocalizing when getting down and dirty for a 4-year period. Apparently she has breached this noise complaint 5 times.
5 times.
And was given suspended jail terms of 8 weeks and 12 weeks.
What if, like, all of it was just sarcastic? Oh, God, yes. Randy, you're so good. Like, yeah, I am good. Yeah, you are. What a good visual.
Yeah, so she's in trouble.
I mean, that kind of stinks.
For loud sex. All right, I didn't want to do the story, but I have to keep my journalistic integrity. Nebraska football player Jack Gangwish took a selfie with a raccoon. He got bit by it, and then he killed it.
More. I just need more.
A Nebraska football player this past Wednesday took a roadside selfie with a raccoon. He drove by a raccoon and decided, I need to take a selfie with that. So, he got out, he took a fucking selfie with the raccoon. The raccoon bit him. So, he decided he would have to get the raccoon so it could be tested for rabies. He attempted to subdue it with a wrench from his truck. The animal died, however. The animal is currently being tested for rabies.
So, oh my god. Instead of just getting in his car and walking away and driving away with your obviously stupid animal bite, you went back to your car to grab a wrench to just fuck this thing up.
Yeah.
And the raccoon stayed?
Hmm?
The raccoon stayed? The raccoon was just like...
I guess, or it didn't go too far.
He starts... The raccoon's like, man, I don't have a problem. You got a problem now!
He did have one kind of funny tweet. He said he Googled rabies symptoms, irritability, muscle spasms, aggressiveness, and confusion. He then followed that tweet up with, I think football gives you rabies.
That was awesome. That was worth the whole story. What would convince
God, you're not giving the state a good name.
What would convince you to go take a picture of the rabid animal?
This man. No. This kid. I think he's like 21 or something.
I can see through the reflection. I have that again.
Oh.
Yeah.
You can see the reflection of the poster. You can see what I'm looking at on my screen. Anyway, so this man decided that he was going to drive. He was driving. And as he's driving, he sees a raccoon. Now, I'm gonna be honest. I've seen a lot of raccoons while I'm driving. A lot. Especially at night. They're just places because they're fucking raccoons.
They're places.
they're just around the squirrels of the evening, basically. I have never once been like, I don't even think twice. Like, I'm not like, raccoon. I'm like, there's a fucking raccoon. Like,
is this guy native of Nebraska?
I do not know.
What if he's like from...
The article does not say.
Some crazy state that doesn't have raccoons. I don't know what state that would be. Yeah, but...
Fucking Antarctica.
Antarctica's not a state.
That's the joke.
Oh.
God damn it, Sam. So he's driving along and he sees this raccoon.
He doesn't yell at me so much.
Yeah, I wish Andy was here too. He sees it and he decides, I need to take a selfie with that. So he gets out and he decides that this raccoon, this wild animal, is just going to be totally cool with this selfie.
Should have given him some reefer first.
And then it bites him, and then he kills it.
Are there any animal activists that are pissed about this?
Nah, I don't think so.
Okay.
Nothing that I saw. Finally, a news postal worker allegedly stole pot from packages.
Stole pot from packages, like marijuana?
Yep. From postal workers in Long Island, New York, are accused of stealing packages filled with marijuana. And diverting them so the drugs could be sold later.
Hmm.
In all, police said that 8 employees stole 263 packages. They seized 129 pounds of marijuana worth almost $1 million.
Wow.
The workers were charged with theft of mail, conspiracy to distribute, and possession with intent to distribute.
That sucks. That sounds awful. So why would you even bother? Why wouldn't you be like, hey, this guy's selling or doing pot stuff? I understand, like, they're greedy and they want money because of illegals, but just doesn't make sense, G.
See, now, what I always thought would be a good idea is if you're a postal worker, just to take the pot for yourself.
Yeah.
Not sell it, just take it for yourself, because the person who sold it, through the mail, is going to think, okay, well, it probably got lost in the mail, or maybe they are thinking someone stole it, but what are they going to do about it?
Yeah.
Who are they going to tell? Yeah.
911.
Yeah, exactly.
I have an emergency.
Yeah. Someone stole my pot that I sent through the mail.
I'm sure that call has happened.
Oh, I'm sure it has too.
Oh my goodness, yes.
I'm sure nothing came of it though. At least they didn't investigate who stole his pot. They're probably investigating him, like, why are you sending pot through the mail? You asshole.
My buddy has glaucoma.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Some cancer patient.
Right.
Named Jose. I wasn't sure where the ending of the joke was, but I started it, I launched it, and then just got lost at sea. I'm sorry.
Right, you got lost at sea with the joke.
Yeah.
That's why I wish Andy was here. Could have thrown you a life preserver.
Can I? Yeah. Can I say something weird? So sometimes when I'm talking, my lip...
No, you can't say something weird.
...brushes up against the
windscreen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Andy's mic is so close to the windscreen that, like, whenever I touch it, I feel the mic. And I'm like... Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine over there, I can, like, push my whole face into, and, like, nothing.
Yeah, your mic should be closer.
What if I'm just, like, really loud?
You're not.
I can be.
All right, Tim, that will do it for news. That will do it for this episode of 3-8 Combo Podcast. So remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast, twitter.com/3hitcombopc. That is the number 3, PC stands for podcast. Email us 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com and search for us on YouTube, 3-8 Combo Podcast. So for Tim, this is Matt signing out.
This is... The book.